Hello, I'm Paul Dunn, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the audio version of Wink and Grow Rich. Wink and Grow Rich is the international best-selling fable on wealth creation by Roger Hamilton. Roger is the creator of Wealth Dynamics, the powerful profiling system for entrepreneurs. Underlying the Wink and Grow Rich book are the fundamentals of Wealth Dynamics, the story behind the story. And you can find out more about Wealth Dynamics at www.wealthdynamics.org. Today, Roger spends his time growing the mission of worldwide wealth, empowering entrepreneurs to create more wealth and, importantly, to contribute more wealth. As chairman of Excel Results Foundation, Roger leads Asia's largest entrepreneur network with over 60,000 members, running over 300 events and programs each year in 15 countries. In this book, you'll hear about the journey of a 9-year-old boy named Richard. And that journey is being lived out each day by thousands of entrepreneurs within the network. And you can join that network group and you can buy further copies of this audiobook at www.resultsfoundation.com. Please do respect the copyright of this book by refraining from making free copies of it. But do recommend those you treasure to buy a copy for themselves. The reality is that when we help ourselves, we can also help others. And 10% of the profits from this book are donated to One Asia, the campaign to make poverty history. So again, welcome to the audio version of Wink and Grow Rich. Thank you for listening to this book. Please know that this is not an ordinary story. The real story isn't in the story. The real story is a magical story behind the story, waiting to be revealed. That means it only comes out to play in a repeat listening. So whether that's in the fifth listening or the 15th listening is up to you. So please use this story as you would a watering can. The more you sprinkle it, the more you grow. So here are some directions for use. Apply, rinse, and repeat. And remember always that the end is in the beginning. Once upon a time. It's just not fair. I am sick and tired. And he was, both sick and tired. In fact, he was tired of being sick and sick of being tired. Was it fair? Richard's father had worked all his life as a carpenter. He'd always wanted wealth, but had never received it. And that drove him to work even harder, and the pressure had finally squashed him flat. He was flat broke and flat on his back in bed. Richard, every day for the last 20 years, I've visited the well of wealth and spent a dollar. Today, he said, I need your help. Here's a dollar. Go buy another bucket of that well water, son. I'm counting on you. Richard was 9 years old. He felt sorry for his father and a little scared. The wealth of the family now lay in his hands with this $1 note. This dollar was the key to his family's wealth and his father's health. He held the crumpled note in both hands and listened carefully to his father's advice. For centuries, people in this village have made it a habit to visit the well of wealth every day without fail. Give generously to the well, my son, and it will give generously to you in return.